Hi everyone, it's Diana Leader here from Crave More Life Coaching. And this is Bring It, the non-resolution resolution making workbook. I am so happy that you're here and I love that you want to figure out what you want your new year to look like. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for showing up for yourself and hanging out with me. I put together this workbook because I'm no stranger to making plans and promises about how my new year was going to be different. But my promises were kind of hollow over the years because not only did I cave to social pressure to make resolutions to begin with, but then I rarely made my resolutions come true. Like so many of us, I started out with the best of intentions. And of course, that faded out most years, usually before January was even over. I never considered what I truly wanted or why. I just automatically thought about the things that I didn't like about myself and used those as the basis for my resolutions. The truth is, I needed to get down and dirty to figure out what was underneath the things I didn't like about myself and why. That was only part of my challenge come January 1st. I also didn't consider how to manage my resolutions. It's surprising how many people actually do the same thing. We choose a random point in time to make changes in our life, and all we are aligning to when we do that is the calendar. We can and should make changes to our lives whenever we feel it's time, not because the date is changing. I also wasn't allowing myself to be unique and independent in my choices about what I wanted to change and how. Again, I went with what I didn't like about myself, which automatically put me in a negative mindset instead of being in a place of choice and of being excited about growth. There really is a big difference there. Consider this. The most common New Year's resolutions are weight loss and stopping smoking. We all know people that decide every single year that they're going to do one or both of those things and aren't successful. Weight loss is a tough one to pull off if you ignore all the factors that helped you gain the weight in the first place, and especially if you continue with the habits that you've had all year to keep you there. Lots of people who want to stop smoking play down the fact that cigarettes are an addictive substance. In my practice, I see women who have sometimes very deep reasons for not being successful at losing weight or stopping smoking. That's a place to go to become strong enough to stop serious addictive habits rather than just trying to stop cold turkey without any understanding of yourself or any supports that can help you. I never planned for support or accountability back in the day either, but I now know that supporting ourselves and having someone lovingly hold us accountable for what we really want is a game changer to shifting behaviors and habits. Bottom line, when we're not making our choices from a place of love and understanding, and we're not holding ourselves accountable and supporting ourselves the way that we need, we're likely to fail at our resolutions. And that just leaves us feeling shitty about ourselves, likely worse than we did before we made the resolution to start with. So let's do things a little differently. Let's figure out what our new year will look like in a way that works, a loving, thoughtful way that honors our needs and our desires over what the calendar, the scale, or what other people tell us we need to be doing. No throwing ourselves under the bus with actions that we really don't want to do. Let's just get to what we want by doing things that make us feel good. I'm really not a fan of the word resolution, at least not in the new year kind of way, but I use it intentionally because it's about resolve. Resolve is a place where we recognize the power that we all have to change things about ourselves and our lives, and we do the work that we need to do to get there. Resolve equals results on your terms. We can totally kick ass when we resolve to work on us and how we feel. It's a commitment to ourselves and to our self-growth. We are deserving of anything we want in this life, and part of how we get there is to resolve that we are worthy of having it. And we are capable of making it happen, even if it's just in little baby steps. It's up to us to take responsibility for pulling it off and having the experiences we want, whatever they are, and whatever that looks like. One more thing before we get started. I want you to know that I am so grateful to you today for showing up. You're not only showing up for yourself, but for all the other women who are planning a great new year. You are right here, right now, and have the opportunity to really show up for what you want. You've made the investment of time just for you. So shut your phone down. Don't sit in front of your device and be pulled to creep on Facebook. Just be present for the time it takes to do these worksheets. Allow yourself the privacy and the quiet that you need to reflect. There's going to be a lot of that going on today, and a lot of deep core work too. That's about looking for what's going on for you and what works and what doesn't. Give yourself the gift of enjoying your favorite bevy and snack while you're here. Put your feet up and be open to going deep inside for your own answers for what this year needs to look like for you. It's important too that you stay out of self-judgment while you do the worksheets. Please honor where you are right now with love and acceptance, no matter where that is, what it looks like, or what's happening. Being in judgment just blocks us from experiencing our full potential, and we want full potential, right? So before I end this recording, so you can get on with your Bring It worksheets, I want to set an intention with you. I will say it more than once so you can write it down if you want to. I trust that all I need is within me, and that I am deserving of all the goodness I desire in my life. I'll say it again. I trust that all I need is within me, and that I am deserving of all the goodness I desire in my life. Keep that in your mind and maybe written on your bathroom mirror to remind you of your value and worth while you do this work for yourself. Congrats, everybody. Let me know if you have any questions about the worksheets. You can find me at the Women's Coach at CraveMoreLife.com. Thanks again for showing up for you. Bravo to being more of exactly who you want to be. Till next time, girls. Peace out.